It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God, to enjoy it. I'm glad that you've joined me today. We're going to be in John chapter 10. We're going to read from verse 25 through verse 42. So if you'd please read along with me, I'd appreciate it. You'll love the Word of God. John chapter 10, verse 25 through verse 43. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It's sure good that you've joined us today. Please, now let's read the precious Word of God. We love to read the Word. John chapter 10, beginning to read with verse 25. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me?" And the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, Is it not written in the law, "I said ye are gods"? And ye called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Ye say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, "Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Because they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan unto the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. Many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracles, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there." Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, we thank you today that we can come together. Such a joy to study the Word of God. We love opening your precious Word, knowing that it is your perfect Word. It's your inerrant Word. We thank you, Father, that we can enjoy this time together as we come. Please now, Lord, that you will guide and lead us as we look to the Word of God, and we may know the truth without a question. We know that salvation is through you and by you, Lord Jesus. Please, that we will look to you, depend upon you, and walk with you, dear Lord. Now, let's help guide and lead us in this study now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the past couple of weeks, we have spent a few minutes here looking at salvation through Jesus Christ. If you weren't able to be with us, I will give you the verses of Scripture that we looked up. We were in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. We were in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 28. We were in Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 13. Those are beautiful verses of Scripture that I would like for you to read if you weren't able to read those along with me. And those Scripture verses, we started in the Scripture area. We began reading today in John chapter 10, verse 25. But if you'll come down with me to the 27th verse, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." I want you to have eternal life, not temporary life, and that's the reason we took so much time. Because not only is the Lord Jesus our Savior, but He is also our Keeper. And He is the one that keeps us secure in Him from now through eternity, from the very time that you meet Him as your Savior, And coming to him is a one-time thing. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Please that you look unto the Lord Jesus for salvation, and salvation alone, and don't add any kind of works to that, because you see there is nothing you can do for your salvation. It's by God's grace, it's by God's love that he has shown towards you in giving his Son, the Lord Jesus, upon the cross of Calvary that you might live. Please that you come to Jesus Christ and you trust in him today. If there be nothing you can do for your salvation, what do you believe? What do you think that there is something that you can do so that you can be kept and secure in Jesus Christ? There is nothing. He keeps you. He saves you. You turn to him. Accept him. Repent and come to him. And that's the end of the action you have to have. It's a decision that you make to trust in Jesus. That decision comes because of the calling of the Holy Spirit. As you come to Jesus Christ, you trust him. Once you've come to him, and that's the reason I tell you that if you really are saved, if you've truly come to Jesus and not just confessed it with your mouth and not followed through and believed in your heart, as the Word of God says, you have to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. If you neglect that, and then I tell you often that you'll remember the day you were saved. Without a question, you'll remember the day you were saved. Well, if you don't remember the day you were saved, there's a very good chance that you're not saved. Because I promise you, the day you meet Jesus Christ as your Savior is a day that you'll remember. And because it's something you do once, confess your sin, come to the Lord Jesus. Many places teach and preach that you have to do it often in order to, you know, once a week or every day possibly, you know. You have to confess your sin and then you're saved for that day or that period or until you sin again, however many sins it might be. Oh, my friend, will you follow the Word of God? Because it brings great peace into your soul. And I want you to see what the Word of God tells us. Salvation through Jesus Christ and him alone. It's a free gift he gives us if we'll accept that free gift. Once we come to the Lord Jesus, then he keeps us. No matter what. No matter what, he keeps us. It's wonderful to have a God that cares for me and meets every need that I have. Jesus Christ does. And the reason that I can remember back to the day I was saved is because he has kept me all this time. And yes, I remember the day I come to know Jesus Christ. And I've shared with you many, many times, and I'll continue to do so. The day I was saved, I was between the house and the Pharaoh house down the country. Lived on a farm down there. And the Word of God had convicted my heart. And I come to the place that I knew I needed to trust Jesus as my Savior, and I asked him to come in and to save me, and he did. And I've never forgot that time. I've never forgot that moment, because you see, at that time, the Holy Spirit came to live within my heart, as the Word of God tells us. He lives within me. Oh, it's a joy to walk with Jesus every day. It's a joy to know him. It's a joy to know that he is keeping me, and I don't have to worry about at what point in time am I saved? Am I lost? Am I doing enough works? That's not a part of it, my friend. Please that you see that, because he is keeping us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 5 is a scripture verse we read. We also know, as we have went to the Word of God, that we find that the Lord Jesus Christ now, after his living here on the earth, he was in the presence of his Father, with his Father, came down, took on the body of a man, born through the Virgin Mary, lived on this earth, died by crucifixion, died on the cross of Calvary, was buried, rose again 3 days later, and then 40 days after that, we find that he ascended into heaven, back into the presence of his Father. We looked up Acts chapter 2, 25, and then verse 32 and 34, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, concerning his position, where he is right now. He is at the right hand of the Father. And then we find ourselves far enough down that this is where we ended last time we were together, to the point of intercession. He intercedes for us. You see, as the old devil would go up there and point his finger at me or point his finger at you if you're a believer in Jesus, you know that God the Father sees nothing of our sin, the sin that we commit here. And I want you to just take a few minutes here so we can understand. What happens the day you come to Jesus Christ? You accept that free gift of salvation. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago and took all your sin away. Once you've accepted that free gift, every sin you ever have and every sin you ever will commit is taken away. And it's taken away by the precious blood. And the blood of the Lord Jesus is on the mercy seat in heaven right now. The blood that he shed for us when he was down here upon earth is on the mercy seat in heaven. And so that is secure in us. The Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. He has completed the work that the Father had sent him to do. Now we can come by faith. It's a completed work. In the Old Testament, you had to bring the offerings and the sacrifices often. That's finished. That's over with because the Lord Jesus Christ finished it upon a cross of Calvary. We know by the precious Word of God that there is no additions to the Word of God. We have everything that God intended us for us to have here. And please that you study it and you search it prayerfully. That yes, you come into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Know that he is your Savior and he's your Savior alone. And please follow after him. He's our Savior. He's our Keeper. He is at the right hand of the Father. And also we find that he is making intercession for us. So anytime the old devil goes up there, all he has to do is say, Father, see the blood, because they're mine. And that's all that needs to be said. It's such a joy, that God's plan. That's the reason we have to do it God's way. We can't do it our way or can't do it any other person's way. We have to do it our way. I'm sorry, his way. We want to do it our way. Don't let me confuse you. And what happens today is we may change it just a little bit. And you say, well, this is better. This man's taught me this. It's okay. No, it isn't. Do you want to risk your soul and eternal life by trusting in some other man? I want to just go to the Word of God. I'm not going to risk my life or my soul or anyone else's. And that's the reason when I teach so clearly that we must stay with the Word of God. I want you to stay in the King James. And I want you to go a little further. I want you to go back to the old King James. I don't even like the new King James. It's such a wonderful day that we have to study the Word of God. And please, if you use these other versions and things, yes, much of it is, you'll find this word's explained a little bit, and, oh, that's clear for me to understand. But what you don't understand is that man has taken it, and many times they'll remove the blood. They'll remove important things of the Word of God. You won't know it. Because, I love this Bible, and all of a sudden, you have been deceived, and you've been given something that's less than the truth. And so, please, let's just stay with the King James, the old King James. Forget all those other versions. You say, well, it's too hard for me to understand. Well, then come here. Because if you'd come here, you'll find out that it is not hard to understand. And the Word of God is not something we're to leisurely read. We're to study and search it. And when you do that, you'll find that the King James is very easy. So please, that you follow after the Word of God. Stay in the King James. To know, yes, we've got a Savior. Yes, we've got a Keeper. Yes, he's at the right hand of the Father. And yes, my friend, he is making intercession for us. So every time that old devil, our enemy, comes before God, Jesus Christ says, see the blood. See the blood. Now, why would the devil come before God? For what reason would the devil have to go before God and say, hey, look what Larry's doing? Well, it's because we're still in the flesh. Yes, I've been born again. Yes, I've been paid for by the price of the precious blood of Jesus. But the sad thing is that I'm still here on this earth. My feet still get dirty. I still live in the flesh. And yes, I still commit sin, even though God the Father sees none of it because Jesus Christ has taken it all away. And until I see Jesus face to face, until he comes and raptures his church away, or I go into the grave and my soul goes into the presence of the Lord awaiting the resurrection of my body, and as we await those wonderful times, that is the time when finally there'll be no more sin in my life. The believer needs fellowship with God. As we live upon this earth, and I do something wrong, I ask Jesus to forgive me. So why do you do that? Because God the Father, you said, sees no sin. You said Jesus took all your sin away. Yes, he did. But you see, any time that there is sin that builds up in my life, things that I do that's not pleasing to the Lord, I don't lose my salvation, but I lose my fellowship. And that's pretty easy to understand because, you know, if you do something, your wife does something to you, or you do something to your wife, or your children do something to you, or a good friend does something to you that hurts you, maybe he does something that's not pleasing to you, he or she. You know, all of a sudden, your sweet friendship, that sweet fellowship is broken, isn't it? It's broken. And that's what happens. That's what happens when we come to Jesus Christ and we're saved. We're trying to live for him. But that old devil and that old world sneaks in there and gets us to have more favor of the world than more favor of God. And so we find ourselves that we do things that's not pleasing to the Lord. Well, immediately, we've broken fellowship with him. We can't visit with him. We can't hear him like we could before because of that sin. That's the reason a believer needs to come into the house of God. That's the reason a believer needs to study the Word of God. That's the reason a believer needs, again, the fellowship of other believers. The believer needs the Bible, the King James Bible, to sit and study and enjoy. And that's the reason that here we have one preaching service on Sunday morning, but Sunday night and Wednesday night, Tuesday afternoon, we have Bible study. We study the Word of God because that's what grows you closer to the Lord Jesus. And you recognize you're doing things that's not right. And so, God, please forgive me. And fellowship comes back. The power of God comes into your life. And it's such a joy. Not the loss of salvation. No, but the loss of fellowship. And please, that you need to know we need that fellowship with the Lord. We need to walk with him. And people today have got those two confused to where they believe that if they do this and they've lost their salvation. No, Jesus is our Savior. We can do nothing to be saved. We just need to turn to him. We can do nothing to keep us. He keeps us. He's the right hand of the Father. He is making intercession for us. And we have a Savior that constantly we can go to. By the Holy Spirit, we can go to and confess our sin and keep not only saved, but in sweet fellowship with Jesus. Oh, it's so wonderful to follow after the Lord Jesus and to walk with him and to enjoy the days, each day that he gives us in service to him. That's the reason, my friend, many people are afraid of teaching once saved, always saved, eternal security, kept, whatever you want to call it. Because they're afraid that their people will go out, the church people will go out and do anything they want to do. Not if you're saved. Not if you're saved. Because you love him. And you want to serve him. And your heart aches when you do things that's wrong. Now, if your heart doesn't ache, you're not saved. So you need to come by faith to Jesus and get started at the top of where we started. Now, let's read down through these verses of Scripture. I wanted to go through all this so that you can see the plan of God, how God's put it into place. And this is his way. And it's so sweet and so beautiful. And yet we tend to mess it up and to turn it around and to change it a little bit. Let's begin once again up here at verse 25. And I'm going to read through, just make a couple quick comments, and then we'll get down into the rest of the scripture area. Verse 25, John chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. You see, a true believer, one that's really been saved, would not deny the blood of Jesus Christ, would not deny the Word of God, would not change it, add to it, would choose to follow Jesus and Him alone because of the great love He's shown to you. And yes, that doesn't mean that we're not perfect. We're not. In God's eyes, we are. Because we have salvation in Jesus, because He's keeping us, because He's at the right hand making intercession for us. Oh, it's wonderful. But my friend, to enjoy that sweet daily fellowship, we need to walk after Him. And the desire of a believer's heart will be to do that. Not to go commit murder or all these terrible things. And yes, there are things that happen. Yes, there are things that go on. But the heart will ache. Because we want to please Jesus. And again, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me. Verse 27. I give unto them eternal life, not temporary life, but eternal life. And they shall never perish. Eternal life, and shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, that no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Well, this made him mad. And maybe you've really never recognized that either. Maybe it doesn't make you mad, but it's going to wake you up to realize Jesus is God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then the Jews took up the stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. I preach Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. I want you to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. And I want you to understand that there are no works involved. No works in keeping. And yes, I work, and I work very hard for the Lord Jesus. I love His Word. I teach His Word, but I do it not because I'm trying to hang on to my salvation, but because I want to please my God. They were mad because He called Himself God. They missed it, didn't they? They weren't mad because He healed this man. But they were mad because He called Himself God. He can. He is. Jesus answered him, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Now, if you'll notice there, we have just a little G. You can go back to Psalms chapter 82, because that's where you'll find the scripture that he is speaking of here. Psalms 82:6, the Lord Jesus himself many times quoted and wrote, directly quoted his own word from times past, from words the psalmist has written down, or maybe Isaiah has said, by the direction of God he has written it down, and Jesus himself will once again speak that for us. Oh, that we look into his word and we enjoy his word. Verse 35 says, If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. That was the question that Jesus had. It's a very good question. It is written, ye are gods, or ye are judges, put in place by me. Jesus is speaking to these people. He is quoting Psalms chapter 82, verse 6. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods, or that word gods there, small g, could be judges. You are judges. I have put you into that place of position, that place of power. I've given honor because of that position. Now, why will you not honor the one that gave you that position? That was his question. That's what he wanted to know. Why do thou say, I blaspheme, when I am the Son of God? I am the one that gave you that power and that strength. Verse 37. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. You see, the Lord Jesus, when he came upon this earth, he completed everything that was put into place. Every picture that was placed of him through the Old Testament with the sacrifices, every feast that was given, everything he kept and he fulfilled. And it was spoke from the very beginning that he would come. Told how, told where, everything was told. And yet they missed it. They missed when they were talking to the Son of God instead of bowing down to him, rejoicing because he's come to save the world. They missed it. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, verse 37 says. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Please. Jesus begged. Please. Will you come? Will you trust? You've witnessed my miracles. You've seen what I've done. No one but God can do that. And yet you see, they rejected it. They rejected him. Now many times people pay a lot of attention to the miracles, to things like that that are going on. The miraculous healing of this person or of this. The signs and wonders that they see, they're so taken by it. Everything is to be pointed to Jesus. And yet you spend more time at those things than you do with Jesus Christ. Please, that you don't miss Jesus. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Verse 37. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe. Will you come? And I ask you the same thing. Will you come today and trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Will you follow after him today? Please that you look unto him. Verse 39, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. You see, Jesus is God. And until the time that he is to be arrested, tried, and crucified, it will not happen. Because even though Jesus is down here, he is still God and he is still in control. It's such a joy to serve such a God. And he went away again beyond Jordan unto the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And they resorted unto him, they come to him, and said, John did no miracles, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And so thankful, in verse 42, many believed on him. Many believed on him. It's so wonderful that as the word of God is proclaimed, as it's stated clearly, please that you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. We've went through in the past few weeks, we've looked at the tremendous miracles that he's performed. And we stopped just a few minutes here where we looked in the middle of the 10th chapter concerning him, that no man can pluck them out of my hand. I want you to see that you can be secure in Jesus Christ. I want you to see that you can come by faith to Jesus and please trust in him. If you're a first-time listener, please just bow your head and ask Jesus to come into your heart. If you've been listening for years, I'd ask you to do the same, because maybe you listen and then you go to your church and your church doesn't preach salvation through Jesus Christ. They talk about Jesus and everything, but this personal relationship, you're missing it. You're missing it by such a short distance. And that distance is maybe 18 inches from your head to your heart, because you won't turn your heart over to Jesus. My dear friend, please make him your Savior today. Ask Jesus into your heart. What are you going to do about Jesus.